Merry Christmas. You may be seated. Text for today's sermon is last night's gospel, Luke chapter 2. I really wanted to preach on it last night, but I said, I wouldn't do that. So we're going to preach on it today. You know the story. I don't need to read it to you. But we're going to work our way through it a little bit. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Last evening when I went home, we were kind of busy with Christmas things, right? And then later, I just wanted to get some air and just watch over the city and look at all the lights. It was a beautiful evening, not so windy as a couple days ago. And I looked over out my back porch, and there the lights of Gillette, you know, all the house lights. We got a pretty nice view from our porch, from our deck. And it was just beautiful to keep watch over that entire area, you know, watching like a shepherd. That's what I am, right, as a pastor, a shepherd. Watching over Gillette. And there it was at night. And there were stars in the sky. And I thought, this has got to be a night just like that night. Beautiful, magnificent, quiet, peaceful. Keeping watch. You know, it's kind of funny. I actually named our Wi-Fi. I was going to name it like Watchtower because we were just so high up there on the hill. I was like, oh, I can't do Watchtower. A pastor who has a watchtower, that's Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, no, not that. So I changed it and eventually ended up with what's called vigilant, which is keeping vigil, keeping watch. So keeping watch over all of Gillette and just looking out there, and I noticed, as I have from times past, you know, police cars rolling by, ambulances rolling by, the people who don't have lights up. There is crime. There is death in the season, and we remember those who have gone before us. And there's great sadness in the night, missing those gathered round the tree, the fire, the hearth, and home. Drunkenness, all sorts of vices to try to soothe the pain of living in this dark world. And then all those houses that were lit up, maybe just for Santa Claus, not for Christ. And all those that were not. And the light then that was missing in those homes. And then I started to despair for a moment, right? Oh, how many of my brothers and sisters in Christ won't be with us tomorrow, or, you know, who I won't see today, and I want to. And there I was in the darkness. It was a solemn evening. And then I looked up to the sky and I saw the moon shining. There was not a cloud. And there Orion's belt and all that. And I thought about those angels that came and they shone around those shepherds. They're the glory of the Lord. And I had a completely different sermon I was going to give today. It was all written out, and I trashed it right then and there. No, I'm going to preach the Christmas story, because that's what we need. The glory of the Lord on that first Christmas night, shining around those shepherds, those pastors of old, given a new message to proclaim, fear not in the darkness. Fear not in the glory of the Lord. For it was there in that moment as well that I look forward to the appearance of Christ on the last day, coming down from heaven like a glorious light. And knowing in that moment great judgment were to come, and not desiring that for anyone in Gillette. How much they miss what's really going on this day. I do not believe in the Lord. But fear not, I have a better word than this, the word of judgment to come. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Of all the reasons to despair, to get frustrated, to get upset, there was a greater message. Joy, which superseded all other words and voices last night and today. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now we can read this text and use our imagination to peer back into time and behold that stable, that inner room under a house where they couldn't stay. You had to be there with the animals to keep warm. We can think about that day, this day that the Savior was born, and it is good and wholesome. But we know that that same day is today. Today is the day of the Lord. Jesus not just has come, but Jesus is come. He is Christ the Lord. As we say throughout the year, the Lord is at hand. And so he is for us in our day, today. The angels continued their message to the shepherds. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. So do we find him today, wrapped in the same humility as he was. Though we do not see him face to face, he comes to us in his word and sacrament, in the humble form of shepherds who are fellow sinners, very needful of Christ's forgiveness and mercy. He comes to us in the humble forms of bread and wine. He comes in humility for all people. And lying in a manger, and we know what that is. Not just some kind of makeshift bassinet, right? But a feeding trough for animals. What a beautiful image of Christ the Lord on that day and this. There he was to be fed to the people. Here he is feeding himself, his very body and blood on this Christ Mass day for all the people. And not just for we here gathered, but throughout the world. How many Christians today are gathered in their churches, our brothers and sisters, receiving the very same gifts as we. Keeping watch, keeping vigil, rejoicing in that Christ who has come to us today. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That Gloria in Excelsis is sung throughout the world today. We withheld it for a while during Advent, but today we sing it. We sing with the angels. In truth, every time we gather in Christ's name, there all of heaven is with us. For where two or three are gathered, there, Jesus says, I am. And where Jesus is, there's all of heaven, all the angels, all the company therein. All those who have gone before us, who we miss this day, they are here with Jesus. And I love this phrase. I meditated on it a little bit last night. And on earth, peace. For 4,000 years prior, up to that moment, they long awaited the peace of the Lord to come. Yes, there were moments of it. They delighted in these peaceful times. Look at the time of the judges. And there was peace in the land. But it didn't last. It couldn't be held on to. It couldn't be grasped. And yet here it is 4,000 years later, 2,000 years from today. Peace on earth that can be touched, that can be held, that can be looked upon and adored. True peace that no one can take away. And this is the peace which the Lord gives us today in His Word and Sacrament. It is a peace beyond all understanding. It is the peace that bridges divides amongst people. The peace we need when we are grieving those who have gone before us. The peace we need when civil strife is at our doorstep and in our city. When the ambulances are rolling by and the police cars are turning on their sirens. Where is the peace? You have it. You have the word of peace. And by God, you also get to share it with others. Jesus is here. Do not be afraid. Your Lord is here. Let me tell you all about Him. It is a peace that we need in our families. For how many of our families are torn apart by sin, by despondency, by apathy for the things of God? And how often we would desire so greatly to be gathered here with them in fullness, and yet they would not. But that need not let our hearts be turned asunder, ripped apart. We can abide in the peace of the Lord and still bring that peace to our families. On earth, peace, and it has not gone away. And it came to pass that as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go unto Bethlehem," that city of bread, that city of David, that city of shepherds and sheep alike, "and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste. Oh, how we want to share this message with the people of Gillette and our world, that they would come with us with haste. Why stay at home? Why sit in your sin, in your rebellion, in your despair? Come with haste to the Christ. He is here for us today. He gathers His people today in haste. Come, come, receive the gift of the Lord. Come, be united to Him and to His people forever and ever. This is the kingdom of the Lord. In the forgiveness of our transgressions, in the peace that shall never die. When they came and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And I love this. This hymn that we sang to start the day, we sang it last night. The last stanza of it is, "Yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morn. Jesus, to Thee be glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing." You sing it, you think, I got to think back 2,000 years. No, today. Right? Today is the day of salvation. The Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. So come in haste and adore Him. "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." When we think, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to tell my family. You know the creeds, the Lord's told you them. You've recited them many times over. You know what you believe. You know what to confess. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His Son, my Lord." And oftentimes in the Nicene Creed, this is just a little aside, we'll say it this way, according to the Scriptures. Right? According to the Scriptures. According to God's Word, what He has foretold, He has accomplished, and He has accomplished it for you. According to the Scriptures, God's Word is true. His testimony is true. We have seen it. We have seen the glory of the Father. The glory of Jesus, the Word made flesh for us. And all they that heard it that heard the message you have, they wondered at those things which were told unto them. I have a little bit of a benefit being a pastor and having some access to all these other pastors in the world. I get to see their pictures of their families. I get to see the pictures of their churches at night on Christmas. Maybe you get to see some of them too. This is wonderful. But to recognize throughout the world all these people who are wandering at the same things as you, treasuring Christ, rejoicing, both pastors and people, rejoicing in the Christ child who is given unto us, not only in time, but now, in His Word and Sacrament. And Mary, she kept these things and pondered them in her heart. This too is good for us. To rejoice in the message of the angels, the manifestation of God's glory to the shepherds, the appearance of Mary and Joseph and that babe long awaited there in a manger for shepherds to adore. We wonder at these things, but let us also ponder them in our own hearts as Mary does, knowing that this child is the one who is appointed to die for the sins of the people. Next Sunday, we will hear about this prophecy that Mary's own heart will be pierced through by this gospel, this good news. It will cut her to the core. She who held the baby there in Bethlehem will find him again in her arms after the crucifixion. My beloved son. And so that is the best thing we can do this Christmas, is to recognize this babe born in Bethlehem is also he who is the crucified, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us that very crucified body and blood for us Christians to eat and to drink, for our forgiveness, for our life today in this world, and for our salvation. The very salvation that has been revealed to all nations. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And so this day I want you to most of all go home with joy to your families, to those situations that you would maybe want to avoid. As you go out into the city and see all the people that are in need of Jesus, and those who are confused, who do not recognize Christ who has come in such a way, who reject His real presence in the supper. And I want you to bring them the joy, not just your distaste, but your joy, and share that joy with them. Now sing we, now rejoice, now raise to heaven our voice. He from whom joy streameth, poor in a manger lies. Not so brightly beameth the sun in yonder skies. Thou my Savior art, Thou my Savior art. The Lord is come. And He is here for us in His Word and in the sacrament of His altar. His true presence for us. So go forth with joy and have this joy in your life. Merry Christmas. We stand to sing the offertory.